It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, so listen, we're going to need you guys to sound off. We want you to call in. We want to know about your weird food combinations, the things that you're mixing together, and maybe the other people around you are like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, oh, no, no, no. You've got to have cereal with orange juice instead of milk.
Oh.
It's the bomb diggity. Which is actually a thing I've heard of.
Okay.
What?
This
it's like
is based
diabetes in a bowl, though. Like, my
diabetes.
That's a lot of sugar.
It's a little pulpy. This is all based off a couple things that were popping yesterday, one of which I'm going to tell you about here. It's a TikToker who's gone viral because they were shocked to find pineapple in her sister's scrambled eggs.
Oh,
I guess she's
ew.
From out of town. Ew. Let's see. There it is. Ew.
Oh.
She's out of town. She came in and was staying with her sister, and her sister made scrambled eggs for her in the morning, and she was eating them, and she's like, these taste a little citrusy, a little different, and she's like, yeah, there's pineapple in there, and believe it or not, she's like, I liked it.
Oh.
It was really good. Hmm. She posted some pictures and some videos online, and people everywhere were like, yeah, this is normal. You've never heard of this? No.
No.
No, I have not.
No, it's so odd.
That is a weird food combination
yeah.
right there. That is one that is very interesting. Do you have one? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Josh, you have any?
Okay, so I have three that actually came to mind from when I was kind of growing up. And especially in college, because like I didn't have money in college, and I just wanted to like find random foods and pair them together. Peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
Okay, yes.
It's good. I promise you it works. You get a little salty with
yeah.
the peanut butter flavor and then the bread. There was another one that you could do with like a peanut butter and sriracha sandwich. It's like a spicy peanut butter mix. It's not bad. I don't mind that. And then
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, that's like a pad thai kind of
It is. It is a pad thai type
profile.
Of flavor. Well,
yeah.
think about like spicy Chinese foods with
yeah.
peanuts in them.
Yeah.
It's that type of flavor.
I would like that.
So
I
it's
think
good.
I would like that.
Different?
It's good, I promise. And then the last one that I tried was from a friend, and she told me a couple weeks ago that I had never even heard of this, but Flamin' Hot Cheetos and cream cheese. It is a weird combination,
huh.
but
that
it's a spicy,
good,
creamy, crunchy snack. And
yeah.
it's not good for you. Flamin' Hot Cheetos, you know,
oh,
red
no.
number three, horrible.
Cream cheese,
but
like, stick
yeah,
to your
yeah. it's
arteries.
Not good. But
yeah.
it's good for, or it's not good for you, but it tastes good. And so those are my three that either growing up or in college or from a friend that I just tried recently. And they work. They all work
those
really,
all
really
sound
well.
Really
it
good.
Sounds decent.
Yeah,
I'm not,
not
mad
too
at
bad.
Really any of those.
Not too yeah. bad.
Maybe the peanut butter and pickles, but.
You got to try it, dude. It's not bad.
Katie, what do you got?
I have three as well. One of them, an ex did this, and I thought he was crazy when he first told me, but I do it to this day. Spaghetti, a bowl of spaghetti and pickles. And it like cleanses, like each bite in between the spaghetti, you're supposed to take a bite of pickles, and it just like punches up the flavor even more.
Is it,
so
is
it's
it
like,
normal spaghetti with the sauce and the
yeah,
garlic?
Yeah, just spaghetti noodles, the spaghetti sauce, and it just like punches up that flavor. It's just like a whole nother level. It is so good. So there's spaghetti and pickles, and then bacon and peanut butter on a burger. And I actually...
Oh, see, that sounds delicious.
Well,
though.
I worked at a radio station, and it's a peanut butter, banana, and bacon on burger. And it was called an Elvis, is what it was called. And I worked at another radio station in North Dakota, and they were having companies bring food into us to try on the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to like this. I really don't think I'm going to like this. And it was one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life.
Say it again.
I will go back to that. A peanut butter, banana, and bacon burger. Gosh, it was good. Like those things together was so amazing.
Huh.
And then when I was pregnant, I can't even tell you how many Cheese Whiz and Green Olive sandwiches I had. To this day, I will still eat a Cheese Whiz and Green Olive sandwich.
Oh my God.
It is so good. It is so good. So yeah, those three.
I kind of want you to bring those ingredients in on Monday. And
Cheese Whiz and Green Olives? Oh my gosh, I can do that. We'll make up for, you know, me taking all your money earlier.
Great.
That's yeah.
different. That's
I can
different.
Do that.
I will say for me, I always thought this was weird when I was dating Knick Knack, and she loved this, and I ended up trying it. It's the sour cream and onion pickles. Or check that. Pickles are on the mind. Sour cream and onion Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw those into a bowl of cottage cheese. So you smash them up, and you drop them into the cottage cheese. You let them sit for a little bit so they're not super crunchy and they get a little soggy.
Oh.
But the flavor combination of those two,
I bet,
pretty darn good.
When you talk about that too, I don't know why I imagine you dipping your Pringles into the cottage cheese like dip.
No,
it needs to soak up the flavor.
You
like that's
soak
part
the
of it.
Flavor.
Okay.
And then crunch them up. So one that came on in on Facebook that I'm dying to try, Evelyn wrote, "Hear me out, Oreos and squeeze cheese."
Goodness.
Open up the Oreo, add some squeeze cheese, and thank me later. She says, you have to try this. It's amazing. It tastes like cheesecake.
I don't know if that does. I don't know.
Oh, I don't, like.
That's another one I think we need to try on Monday.
Yeah, I think.
I think
it sounds
delicious.
I think we're going to have to.
Robert.
Hello.
Hey. What's your weird food combination?
It is Cool Ranch Doritos, cream cheese, and a pickle.
That sounds Ranch good Doritos to me, man. That sounds
yummy.
Good.
Say it again. Cream cheese, Doritos, pickle. Right?
Yep.
When do you eat that?
Yep.
Like, in what situation and scenario would you eat that?
Just a typical snack, you know, whether I'm seeing a movie or even this weekend for the Super Bowl. I'll probably be bringing Doritos, cream cheese, and pickles and stacking them up.
Yummy.
I feel like that's like a drunk food. Like you're wandering in at 2 in the morning and you're like, give me the pickles and Doritos and cream cheese. And huh, well, that's different,
pretty
buddy.
Much, yeah.
Yeah, now drunk trip to the fridge for sure, but it ended well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's different.
So good. All right,
buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Later,
thank
Gator.
You. Have a good weekend.
What
Later.
Are your guys' weird food combinations? We want you to sound off 303-691-1MIX, 303-691 1649. We've got Alicia on the line. Hey, Alicia, it's Jeremy, Katie, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So what's yours?
Barbecue chips and sour cream.
Oh. Like, do you dip it in the sour cream or you mix it like Jared does?
Nope. I just dip.
You dip it.
Just right into the sour cream?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So good.
All right.
We're going to try all kinds of stuff this
week. Thank
weekend.
You very much. Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
this is what we're asking for.
Thank you.
Again, I feel like every one of these we're going to be
Alicia,
like,
I know.
Here, Josh, I'll just grab this one. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Angela.
Hey, hot Angela.
Morning.
What's your weird food combination?
Watermelon with mustard.
Somebody wrote in and said watermelon with cinnamon as well is what you should try.
Hmm. Oh,
but like
mustard.
Straight up, like what, Stone Ground or Dijon?
Just the plain old yellow mustard. Take a piece and put some yellow mustard on it. It's like a sweet, salty mix, but it's amazing.
I was like, I think that would actually work.
I actually saw it on like a TikTok thing once, and I was like, that looks disgusting. But then I tried it, and I don't think I could eat watermelon the same way again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you first came about this, but it was a TikTok thing?
Yeah.
I bet a lot of these come from TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Watch how grandma had it back in the 40s.
Well, watermelon especially can have that savory factor and really opens up so much flavor to it.
If you put just normal salt on watermelon, it brings the flavor out so much. So mustard being a saltier kind of condiment, I think it's kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah,
but you're
I
right.
Can't wait
I think
to try that.
I think that works. I'm not mad about it.
You're not as hot anymore, Angela.
No.
Thank you for calling.
Angela, you're awesome.
Thanks, guys. Have
Bye,
a good
Angela.
Day.
See you later.
Thanks,
if you guys want to sound off, what's your weird food combination? Call us 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. A couple rolling in online. Kim says peanut butter on carrots.
Oh.
I like it with celery, so why not a carrot?
Carrots?
Why
not?
And then Stephanie, where is it? Oh, she swears by rice and ketchup. Squirting rice or squirting ketchup into rice, stirring it up and giving it hell.
Hmm.
I don't know. Josh, I'll grab this one too, buddy. Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Natalie.
Natalie, what's your weird food combination?
So it's like I usually get the canned pears. It just makes it easier. But it's a half a pear or a slice of pear, a thin layer of mayonnaise, and shredded cheddar cheese on top.
That whole thing is disgusting.
Wait.
Say it again. Canned pears. What are you spreading on it?
A thin layer of mayonnaise. It has to be real mayonnaise. It can't be like the Cool Whip or whatever that is. Miracle Whip, yeah. And then shredded cheddar cheese just sprinkled on top.
Okay, so how did you discover this concoction?
It is a southern thing. My stepdad's mom
when I was visiting her in Mississippi, had them out on her table for dinner as like an appetizer, and they're so good.
Damn it, I want to try
and
it.
Cheese on canned pears.
It sounds just so southern with all the mayonnaise on it. Go slather
it's
so mayonnaise.
Good. It's good.
All right, I believe you.
I do love pears, though. I may have to try that one, too.
I do love me some canned pears. Thank you so much for calling. Have a good
day.
Yeah, thank you.
Tiffany, what's your weird food combination?
Yes. Well, I heard you already did peanut butter and pickle, but my husband adds mayo and onion peanut butter and pickle sandwiches.
Wow.
It's brutal.
Oh, yeah. God. I just want to smell his breath afterwards,
yeah,
right?
I was like, can you kiss him after that?
Ugh.
The onion is
so
pungent.
It's been 30 years. I don't have to do that.
Gross.
I've kissed him enough already.
Yeah, you're done with
that. I've done that.
That is one of the weird ones.
Yeah,
so.
A gross one.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll all just agree that's gross.
All right,
we have
that's
to try
disgusting.
That one.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us throw open our mouth a little bit.
Thank you. Bye, Tiffany.
Bye, Tiff.
Bye.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna roll into a quick commercial break. So if you guys want to call in and sound off, we want more. I see the lines are ringing. Ron wrote in a few minutes ago. Ron's listening all the way from Florida. He says I had to chime in with my own weird but delicious food combo: grapes and cheese puffs. The sweet, juicy burst of the grape with the crunchy, cheesy goodness of a puff.
Yeah. Well, grapes and cheese go together so well. I can see why you would want that different texture of the cheese puff. That sounds really good.
He said it's like a fancy wine and cheese pairing.
Yeah.
It's weird in all the right ways.
Get it.
All the way from Florida. Somebody is sounding off today. So thanks for that, Ron. Full phone lines. We're going to roll through quite a few of these. So if you hear somebody hang up, feel free to call in with your own weird food combination. We want to hear about it. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios with JKJ. And it is Rachel up to bat. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hey. What's your food combination?
Cottage cheese and Doritos.
I feel like cottage cheese goes with a lot.
What did she say? All I heard
cottage cheese.
Cottage
cheese and Doritos.
Oh, cottage cheese and Doritos.
Yes.
Okay, Rachel, thank you for calling. That phone is really bad.
It is hard to hear.
She said it's so good.
Yeah. It is so good.
I feel like that's
with
a
cottage
good dip.
Cheese.
That's a hearty dip.
Yeah.
Full of protein.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
not
okay.
bad about that.
It's not blowing my skirt up. It's not that weird. We had somebody else call in. Oh, it was on our voicemail line. I think it was Doug who said Fritos.
And cream cheese.
And cottage cheese.
Yeah,
like those Fritos
it.
Scoops. You scoop up the cottage cheese and...
Sounds delicious.
Sometimes that's the only way you can get that cottage cheese down. You're like, I know it's good for me. I'm going to just put it on a chip. 303-691-1649. Lisa.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
What's your
food? Hey. Our food is all the way from Colombia. And I say our, it's me and my daughter, because we had an au pair from Colombia who brought us mixed berries, like strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, and then sweetened condensed milk and mozzarella cheese, shredded mozzarella cheese.
Oh, the cheese.
You had me until
me
the
for
cheese.
A loop, I know.
You had me until
it's
the cheese.
So good, though.
Yeah, but mozzarella is pretty milky and a mild flavor. I bet that it just kind of puts some silkiness to that.
Oh, it does. It's just that sweet, but a little bit tangy with the mozzarella.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We love it. She asks for it every year, my daughter.
So do you bake it or you just mix these three things together and eat it like that?
Oh, you just mix these three things together. Like you just, get the berries out and drizzle the condensed milk and then load on the mozzarella cheese.
All right. Okay.
Like
and then
dessert.
Go see your cardiologist later.
That sounds good, though. Lisa, I like
that. Yeah, we
one.
Just wanted to. We wanted to say, hey, we love your show. My daughter, Savvy, is here right now, and we're in the car, and we have listened for, like, 10 years.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
You're so sweet.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye. What's your daughter's name again?
Savvy?
Savvy.
I love that.
Hi, Savvy. Well, thank you both for listening. You have a good day, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for chiming
in. You too.
Bye, girls.
Bye. That one sounds like, I don't know what that condensed milk will get me, though. That's so good.
Diarrhea.
Mm.
Diarrhea.
Lexi.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey, what's your weird food combination?
Okay, so this one's a perfect one for this weekend. It's going to require some Doritos, and then you're going to make a two-ingredient dip. It's cream cheese on the bottom, whipped cream cheese, whatever your favorite simple salsa, paste salsa is fine, and you dip that with the Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos. It's so good.
Mmm, cream cheese and salsa.
Okay, I can get behind
hold
that.
On. What is it? What's
on
the
bottom?
I know,
he's writing it down. He's like, this I will try.
Yeah, with cream cheese, you top it with salsa, and then you dip it with nacho cheese Doritos. And I can't take credit. It's my boyfriend's favorite snack. But every time we
amazing.
Watch an Avs game,
that
it's
sounds,
our first snack.
That sounds good. That sounds really good, actually.
Yeah,
that's like
give
prime,
it a try.
That's prime Super Bowl food.
Yeah.
So now they have this thing that's spicy nacho cheese Doritos. Could we spice it up a little
better.
Bit and crumble those on
Let's
there?
Let's not go crazy, Josh.
100%.
Lexi's on. I like it. Let's do it.
You better hold on to that boyfriend, Lexi.
Yeah,
he sounds
right?
like a good dude. He is a good dude. Thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
Awesome. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
All of a sudden, like, everybody hung up. Call in. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We want to hear about your weird food combinations. Janessa wrote in and said, hey, guys, longtime listener. First-time follower on Facebook. That's
hey.
Very nice. She says, I have a weird go-to snack, vanilla ice cream with soy sauce. It tastes like salted caramel to me. So she gets her vanilla ice cream out, squirts the top with soy sauce, and gets after it.
Okay, I can't knock it till I try it, and soy sauce has, like, umami, so I feel like it could definitely work, but
you're an umami.
It's throwing me off a little bit. Like, I don't know, soy sauce and ice cream.
All right,
that's
let me throw
crazy.
These calls on hold. 303-691-1649. We want to hear about your weird food combinations. It's Robbie.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
You're going on, buddy. What's your weird food combination?
So I grew up eating cream cheese, bread and butter pickles on a Ritz cracker.
Oh.
And one day, I had the craving. We didn't have Ritz crackers, but my son was eating Fuego Takis. And I said, what the heck? I tried it, and it was actually pretty dang good. You got the spicy of the Taki with the sweet bread and butter pickle with the cream cheese. It was a good combination.
I'm not mad at it.
Like, my mouth is watering talking about all these things.
Until you read the stories about how incredibly bad Takis are for you.
I know. They're so good, though.
But
like,
so good, dude.
Oh.
I like that one.
Actually, I got another one, too.
Hit me.
It is cake pops and triple shot of pistachio cream.
No, oh, you were listening earlier. This guy was listening earlier during the show. I'm not going to recap it, but you're funny.
That is funny, Robbie.
Get out of here, Robbie. Love you too.
Have
Get out of here.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You punk. Maura.
Hi. How
hey.
Are you?
Well, super dupes. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
So my favorite combination was peanut butter, pickle, and mayonnaise. And I was telling my class, this was about 20, 25 years ago, about it when you could eat peanut butter still. And so they made me bring it, and they had it at slumber parties. The parents were just horrified. They're having to get peanut butter, pickle, and mayonnaise. It was delicious.
You started a thing.
Yeah, sounds good. Everybody keeps calling in with that combination. Like, I got to try it.
Peanut butter and pickles.
I'm just
going to
give me a big old dill pickle and dip it in some peanut butter today.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly good. You know, there are some kids that didn't like it, but yeah.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
you
Maura.
Have a great
you
day.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye.
All righty, bye.
Bye. Summer. Hey, good morning, Summer.
Good morning.
What's your weird food combination?
Mac and cheese with ketchup.
Ah, yes, I've eaten this.
Yuck.
I like mac and
You're
cheese
a
with
child.
Ketchup. No, it just, again, it
no,
just
so
ups,
good.
Ups
so
that
good.
Flavor. Yes.
No, no. Are you one of those that puts ketchup on your scrambled eggs, too?
No.
Oh, I was hoping that, yep.
My wife
do that
does that.
I do that, too. And
she
hot sauce.
She puts ketchup on her scrambled eggs.
So good.
No, we're headed salsa, but not ketchup.
Yeah, we're headed to divorce court pretty soon.
That did it. It was over the line.
Thank you, Summer.
Thanks, Summer. Thank Have a good
you.
One.
You know what
oh
she did
gosh.
The other day? I am known for my tri-tip. I will go out on the Traeger and smoke a tri-tip for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Super slow. You bring it in and let it rest in a cooler for like 45 minutes. It's juicy.
Yeah.
It's delicious. The seasonings are perfect.
She
the
put
smoky
ketchup
flavor.
On your tri-tip.
No. She well, A1.
Oh, she put sauce on your tri-tip.
Like we're eating. Like it is melt in your mouth. Absolute perfection. And she wanders over to the fridge and gets A1.
You're so offended.
I'm like, oh, you better not. You better not.
That's fighting status
is,
right there.
Oh, my God. I
That's
can't
why
even.
You're going to get a divorce.
I can't even with
there.
The A1. I was like, this took 6 hours to make. Arabella.
Hi.
Hey, you. What's your silly food combination?
Wheat thins with grape jelly.
Grape jelly.
See, I feel like you could put some cream cheese on that, too.
So is this like a snack that you have, like when you're watching a movie or something? Or, again, when do you eat this?
A bored middle schooler who didn't want to make food when she was home alone and has had it as a snack set.
All right. And it's stuck with you all these years, huh?
It's something with the salty and the sweet, and I've tried it with strawberry jam, and it doesn't go the same way. It has to be grape.
That's a wheat thin pro tip right here from Arabella. Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
you have a great
Arabella weekend.
Great weekend, guys.
Bye.
Oh, these Thank
are great.
You.
Your weird food combinations, 303-691-1649. Hey, Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
You're up to bat. What's your weird food combo?
Cream cheese with spicy jelly. Well, any kind of spicy jelly and a jalapeno bagel with some drizzle honey on top.
Oh, my goodness. You're just combining all
the
foods.
You're a drizzle honey.
Mm. Oh, that does sound good, though. Cream cheese.
Like, what I'm finding is you can mix anything with cream cheese or cottage cheese and just kind of get away with it.
Yeah,
you
right?
Know? It's like it's like the base for all these other weird things coming in. So thank you for your food pro tip. Have a good weekend.
All right, you as well.
Bye.
God, the phone lines are exploding. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
Hey, you. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. What's your food combination?
So it's actually my grandma's, and she used to eat popcorn with milk and sugar, like cereal.
Oh. But it'd be like corn pops.
Oh.
It would taste like corn pops.
That's super soggy. Yeah. That's super soggy.
She grew up in the Depression, and that was like their cereal. That was the only thing they could get, so that's what she continued to eat.
Oh, I can't. I know.
I think I would dig that. Like,
because you know when you put popcorn in your mouth for a while, it kind of just gets squished and dissolves, and having a bowl of that, it's like eating cat vomit.
You just make it extra crispy.
All right.
Just make it extra crispy. Yeah.
What's your grandma's name? Is she still with us?
She is not. It was Mariana.
Sweet Mariana. May she rest.
I know.
Thank you for calling in. Have a good day.
Anna, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I guess she'd probably have to be fairly old.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. What's your food combo?
You know those small bell peppers that come in the bag?
Yeah.
I do.
I like those.
Yeah. Well, me and my daughter like to snack on those with the Olive Garden Italian dressing.
Ooh.
With Olive Garden dressing?
That sounds good.
Yep.
You know what you can do with those? You can just cut the tops off, and it's like a little cup, right? You could fill it up.
Uh-huh.
Cream cheese.
You feel me?
Put cream cheese in that all day.
Oh, no, Olive Garden dressing, Katie.
Oh, you could put that, too.
But I just sit and dip it in the bowl, and then I bite it, and I scoop the dressing and eat it.
Yeah,
sounds good. You do.
It's the perfect vessel.
I could date you,
I'm
Jenny.
I like those things.
Have a good day, Jenny.
Thanks, Jen. Bye.
It's really, like, think of it. It's a little cup.
I know.
It's just a little cup.
Yeah.
Bernadette.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you. This is hitting a hot button because the phones are nonstop right now. What's your weird food combination?
Okay, back in the day, I was pregnant, and 35 years ago, I used to put ramen noodle, cook it the way you normally supposed to cook it, and put Fritos on top of it.
Fritos? Like chili cheese Fritos?
On top of ramen noodles.
No. Just regular Fritos.
Oh, just regular. Okay.
On top of ramen. Did you hear that right?
Yeah. That sounds
yummy.
Yeah,
it gets kind of soggy, but it is yummy. Sodium overload, but yeah.
Right. Like for the next day, you're like, I'm so thirsty.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God, I'm thirsty. Yes.
But it would be like little pieces of like masa in there because the corn chips, it just get all soft. And,
you're a piece of masa.
That sounds so good.
Well, there you go. I don't know. Give it a try.
I probably won't, but thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you, Bernadette.
See you later.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're probably just going to do a few more. This is nonstop. We're going to run out of time. Hey, Susan, welcome to the show, Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Super dupes.
It's crazy to talk to you guys.
Yeah?
Oh,
do you love us?
In.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you guys. You're
I love
awesome.
You more.
Okay. We love you.
I got a weird sandwich for you that people always tease me about, but it's delicious. You just take bread, bologna, mustard, pickles, peanut butter, and potato chips.
Oh, my gosh.
And you smash it all together, and it's delicious.
And then you smoke a fatty and eat it, it sounds like.
That's what people always said to me. They're like, are you, you know, doing
are you on the pot weed?
Yeah.
But it's really good. The potato chips on sandwich just make it.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah,
I think the best part of that recipe is smashing it.
Yeah.
Boom.
You got to smash it in.
Yeah, get it, girl. All right, you pothead.
Of course, you got to like bologna.
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy.
That
all right,
is a
Susan,
must.
We'll let you go so you can go hit your bong, all right?
Thanks, Susan.
Hey, let me tell you one more.
What?
I'll tell you one more real quick.
Take your
time. My grandbaby loves green grapes with lime juice. Just a little squirt bottle of lime juice on those.
Oh, and it's probably fun to watch her eat it, too, because he makes that little face.
That kid is going to grow up and love margaritas. She's going to love margaritas when she grows up. All right,
have a great day, you guys.
Thanks,
Susan. Bye.
Bye. Love these. I absolutely love these.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The text line's going crazy. Brandon.
Yeah, I got two of them for you. So the first one is a burger. Put peanut butter on it. Candy up some bacon.
Yeah.
Candied bacon.
Yep.
Cut it up, put it in with jelly, and then put that on the burger as well.
Flavor explosion.
Peanut butter jelly burger
time. All right, what's your other one?
And my other one is kind of an Eastern Montana, North Dakota one, is chili with cinnamon roll.
Katie's from North Dakota.
I've never heard that. Cinnamon rolls with chili.
I've heard that combination.
Really?
You don't mix them, right? You just have them separately.
You have them separately, yeah. You take a bag of chili and then take a bag of your cinnamon roll. Oh, delicious.
I'm going to have to try that.
God, I love cinnamon rolls.
How did I live there so long and never hear about that? Man.
You ever mix the cinnamon roll into cottage cheese or cream cheese? That's where it's at, buddy. That's where it's at.
I haven't done that one.
Brandon,
thank you so much.
You got a North Dakota shout out there, Katie. North Dakota.
Food. We know food up there.
Hi, sweet Victoria.
Hello.
Hi. What's your weird food combination?
I've got two. When I was little, I used to like to eat chocolate chip cookies, the cold Chips Ahoy ones with ketchup.
Chips Ahoy cookies with ketchup?
Oh.
Yeah, you dip it. I thought it was good.
Is it the crunchy ones or chewy ones?
The crunchy ones.
Okay.
Well, you got me there because I like the crunchy ones, but in the ketchup.
I'm sure it just makes it
sweeter, right? Healthy and sweet.
Yeah,
it is.
Sweeter.
It's working for somebody. It's working for you. That's a different one.
And then I would like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but you put Cheetos or nacho cheese Doritos in the middle.
Just give it a little crunch.
Say that one again.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but in between you put Cheetos or nacho cheese Doritos.
I thought it was awesome.
Cheesy snack.
That works, and you get the crunch, and I like it. All right. Again, it sounds like something you'd eat while you were, you know,
baked.
Intoxicated.
Yeah,
so.
I know. A lot of people calling in with stoner food.
A lot, like all of these. This segment should have just been called
Stoner Food.
All right. Victoria, have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Victoria. All right, we'll do three more.
Okay.
This has run its course. Hey, April.
Hi, how are you?
We're super dupes. What's your food combo?
So when I was growing up, my mom would always make us a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but you butter the outside and grill it like a grilled cheese.
Oh, that's ooey gooey.
I mean, that was like always totally normal to me. And even today, like I'll like mention it to someone and they think it's so weird. But
That was a big thing when remember those George Foreman grills that were out that you could close the lid? And they had, I think, a recipe in there for the grilled peanut butter and jelly. So that one's not too crazy. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like no one's ever heard of it. But then I had a teacher in college who suggested peanut butter, honey, and spinach as a sandwich.
Oh, pass.
So then I would
put the
spinach and grill it. It's really good.
Okay.
All right.
It adds some health.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm so healthy with this sandwich. April, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, April.
Bye.
Bye.
My only concern with that is like if you're grilling the grilled PB&J for your kids and then you hand it to them, that peanut butter and everything is probably like liquid
scalding.
Hot magma in there. Hotter
Be
than the surface of the sun. April.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We'll take you and Callie and we'll wrap this up. What's your weird food combination?
So every Christmas, we have a tradition of bran muffins and melted Velveeta cheese over the top with syrup.
Oh.
That is an odd combo. Yeah.
Brand muffin. It has to be a brand muffin.
It does have to, you know, your all brand cereal, the recipe on the back of the box.
Yeah.
It is completely all brand muffins with melted Velveeta cheese and syrup.
That is.
And this came down from my grandparents, so I'm not entirely sure where it came from, but every Christmas, that's Christmas breakfast.
Are they good?
She says she loves it.
It is delicious.
Okay.
I think you're combining two things that give you explosive diarrhea into one, and I feel like Christmas would be ruined at some point.
I don't know.
Bran and Velveeta. It's like preparing for a colonoscopy.
Well, no,
don't trust a fart.
The Velveeta would bind you up. It would help out. It'd keep you.
April, that's one of the more unique ones. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, April.
You too.
Bye. All right, we'll do one more. Callie.
Hi.
Hey,
Callie.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
If I have to tell you.
I was on the phone for so long.
What do you want to say? What's your food combination?
My college roommate, she's from Hawaii, and she really likes to do white rice and soy sauce and then seaweed and then add mayonnaise to it and, mix it like it was tuna salad or something.
Yeah, all right, it holds everything together.
That's dynamite shrimp recipe right there. All you need is sriracha, and you have dynamite shrimp. That is so good.
No. And she's still alive, and everything's going good. She's still with us.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. How did that smell in your dorm room?
Not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hard to have the boys back to the dorm room in that situation.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, thanks for calling. Exactly. Have a good day.
Thanks,
Callie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Callie.
Oh, my gosh. I had to cut that off because there's so many calls.
That was good.
Can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah.
You people are weird.
No.
Y'all
are
weird stuff.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You're my people. I am so hungry right now.
Our ratings with stoners today are going to be through the roof.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.